many games did that seem like today?
Six. That was a long one. It was hot. Both teams were competing. That was a fun one, but definitely a grind for both sides.
You talked about lengthening your lineup, getting options all over the lineup, and this is what you were looking for, right?
Absolutely. A lot of different guys contributing, and all the way up and down that lineup, there were some quality at-bats, some tough at-bats. What DeYoung did there was that was pretty special. Yeah.
I think you had 12 walks. Does that kind of show the quality of at-bats that you had too?
Absolutely. Yeah. And with a team that doesn't walk people, you could look up and down that lineup, and every guy had something quality that they contributed to the win today. So.
Were you hesitant to use Hicks before outs?
I was hesitant to use Hicks at all today. Going into that game, you had Palante down, you had Cabby down, you had Gio down, and Hicks we were trying to stay away from at all costs. But he was able to come in and do a really nice job. So we were trying to stick with the guys we used earlier for as long as possible. And but Hicks did a phenomenal job there. McFarland was our last pitcher available today. Yeah.
Ollie, how valuable is a resilient offense, especially the offense that you saw today, where the Yankees scored, Cardinals fought back immediately. They always had an answer. How valuable is that for an offense?
It's extremely valuable. You're gonna have to beat teams like the team we just beat in order to get to where we want to get to, and they're just resilient. I mean, to your point, gave up a couple runs, came back and scored right back, and. That's the trait we've been talking about in that dugout. Just there's no panic. It's we're going to continue to grind out at bats and do our jobs. And today was a perfect example of that.
Hickox had a rough day back there, but he had a tough day anyway, right? You didn't hit the mask, and falling 500 pitches away
to run. It was a tough day for him. It really was on a lot of different aspects. But yeah.
When you went out and had that combo with. You know, I think it was about the fourth inning. Did you see that as a pivotal point in the game where it could maybe get away from
them? Absolutely. Talking about one of the scariest hitters in the game and trying to figure out how much conviction do we have behind our stuff in order to get him out, risk reward. Obviously, we walked him and were able to get out of that. But overall, I think that was a big part of that game. I mean, seeing him come up, that's why that home run by Paulie at the end, they're so big, because you got the top of the lineup coming back up, and you saw what LeMahieu did. That would have been a tied game, so it's good to see Paulie being Paulie.
Have you ever seen a tying run walk that early in the game? If any, like, what
that could have been? We've yet to do it. That's the first time. Yeah. He's a good hitter.
Record against the upper crust wasn't that good coming into the series. How much do you put in the way you're playing now and the way you played against, you know, I think the team with 70 wins?
I value it. I do, because you want to see how you measure up. That's a good club across the way. They played really hard. I mean, every game was down to the end there, and to come out of that with three wins, it's pretty good. No doubt about it. Yeah, no doubt about it. Katie mentioned it this morning as far as the human side of this game is real. And not pinch hitting for him the other day is showing confidence in what we think he's capable of doing. And when I say the human side, it's rooted in confidence, conviction, and overall determination. And that's exactly what we saw to Paul this whole series.
If Goldschmidt is not playing first base for you,
I think we're still playing, and that's why he's a gold glover. Yeah.
Is there a hotter player on the planet right now than Nolan? When Nolan's seeing the ball and hitting everything inside?
It's fun. It's definitely fun to have him on our side, both defensively, and what he's doing offensively is pretty special. We got a couple guys that are having pretty special seasons.
You got some thoughts on Wayne?
No doubt, and giving them every chance to get through the fifth there. The reality is, when you look at our pen and how many guys were down and who we were trying to stay away from, we were trying to get as much length out of the guys as possible. It wasn't even matchup based to a certain degree. It was just how many outs can we get before it looks like we can't get any more. So he grinded through it. He didn't have his best stuff. Some of those counts got flipped against him, some in his favor, but overall, that's he definitely grinded through that start. Yeah.
At times this season, it seems like the Cardinals have kind of scuffled against under 500 teams. Do you think coming out with what they did against the Yankees is going to give everybody, especially the younger guys, that sense of confidence that we can do it?
Yeah, I think even before playing them, that was our mentality. To be honest with you, we played well against the Cubs. The reality is, if we play our game, I'll take our guys against anybody. And right now, we're more focused on executing our game plan than who we're playing against. And this.